10-7, Ravens in front of the Chicago Bears, 11:30 to play first half. We are delighted to be joined by a guy who is going to be a little bit busy in the couple of days ahead, Hall of Famer Ray Lewis, 52. Great to have you
with
us.
What's up, man? Good to see you. DP, what's up, man? Hey, buddy.
Ray, it's great to see you. I missed you. I know you missed me, that's for sure.
DP, every time I saw you, I knew it was going to be a good day.
So how has this week been going for you? Are you enjoying it? Or are you able to breathe and enjoy it, or is it just a whirlwind?
I am. No, man, I am. You know, I came in yesterday, and we had a tremendous event last night. Just speaking to so many men, you know, just about the spiritual walk, me, Brian Dawkins, Aeneas Williams, and Joe Gibbs. And to be there last night was just amazing, right? Just to share your story and the things. And honestly, for me, being here is so reflective. It's so reflective. And all the things that you told your kids, right? And, you know,
Sure. Kids
will listen to everybody but you. Right?
Your kids anyway.
and it's like, no, daddy's been saying this and been saying that. But to sit back now and watch my daughter, she come grab me. She was like, wow, Dad. Like, wow. And I'm like, yes, baby. Like, wow. I'm still saying wow, too.
So put this in perspective for Ravens fans. The Ravens are starting to, as Hank Stram used to say, matriculate down the field. When you first arrived with the Ravens, how old were you?
Oh, my gosh, 19 years old.
You were literally a kid.
I was a baby.
You were not even a man yet.
I wasn't.
You had no idea the road, the turns, the twists, the challenges in front of you.
No.
But at some point, Ray, everybody around you realized you were a leader, you were a great player, and you were one day coming to Canton. What was your aha moment? When did it dawn on you that, yeah, you might be something special?
Listen, so me and Jonathan had this conversation last night, right? We were smoking a cigar, sitting outside, just reminiscing, right? Getting to Baltimore, no colors, no logo, no nothing. We just got here, white helmets. It's like, okay, who are we, right? And so when we got here, I never forget me and him saying this to each other. Like, bro, we have a chance to start something that will last forever. You know, all these other organizations are built. They're built. They've been around 40-plus years and this and that. But when you think about what the opportunity was, right, and I was just talking about, you know, Ozzy giving me that opportunity to say, no, wait, coaches, step aside. Let Ray do it. And that started happening in 97, 98. And then it was like, wait a minute. No, he is a little bit different. And my aha moment from a personal friend of mine, Lord rest in peace, was Junior Seau. 1997, man, I went to the first Pro Bowl, and we messed around and lined up, and, you know, they was jiving us around about, you know, not blitzing and everything. And he was like, there's no way I'm going to let a young kid beat me to the football. And I was like, Junior, I've studied you a long time, and I think I can. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, Junior, I'm telling you, but before I'm done, I may be the best at this. He was like, you know what? You just arrived. And I didn't know what it meant. I really didn't know what it meant, you know. And then he grabbed Derek Thomas. He said, Derek, come here. Let me tell you something. I want you to hear what this kid just said. And I told DT, I said, D, listen, bro, I'm telling you, I'm at y'all crown. Like, I want to be the greatest to ever do this. And that's when I think it's really started to go in that way, Jerry, man, to where it became a thing. And when everybody started paying attention, then, yeah.
But having watched your career and covered you for many years, the thing I've taken away that I don't think most fans appreciate was, yes, God gave you tremendous talent. Yes, you accepted that openly. But, Ray, you outworked everybody, too. I don't think most people realize the amount of work you put in.
The only thing I would rephrase by what you said is, I'm being honest with you, athleticism came to me late because I understood the science of it. Athleticism did not come to me early. What came to me early was just effort. Was just pure work ethic, that nothing else mattered. I mean, I had no other way to go. You know, I'm sitting there and literally I have nothing to eat. I can't feed nobody. I can't pay no bill. I can't do anything. So the only thing that I had to do from 10 to 18 was work. And nobody believed what I was working for. I was like, okay, nobody's paying attention to me anyway because right. I have nothing that everybody else have, right? And so I wasn't necessarily that guy, just like in high school. Nobody ever picked me first,
right?
I didn't make the Florida-Georgia game. It was like, oh, he's good, but he's okay. He's not going to be that. But when I started to see how people worked, that they was comparing to me, Jerry, I was like, there's no way he's better than me, you know? And so it was kind of things like that, yeah.
Pass incomplete from RG3. The Ravens will be looking at a third down and long and a drive. I got to tell you, I've never been less interested in a drive in my entire career because I'm loving this conversation. So I know you've been working on your speech.
Yeah.
You have a million people to thank. You have 20 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a betting man, but I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to bet the over on the speech. There's no way you get this in 20 minutes, is there?
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I've practiced it too many times now. And I practice it right between 22 and 25.
Which means when you get in front of a live audience,
but no,
you do the dance.
But let me
they
tell
go
you
nuts.
Though,
it's a 35-minute
but
speech.
But no, but listen, I tied all that in already.
Ah.
I practiced all of that. I practiced all of the ad-libs and everything. I slowed down with my kids. I did it all. I was like, okay, just take your time with it. Really see how you're going to engage and time it. So, and I'm telling you, I knock it out from probably 22 to 25 minutes. And one of the reasons why I think it'll go faster here and much more fluid is because even when I was home, I was like really like in my emotions at times. Because I was like, now when you're reading it and you're going back and you have to rehearse it over and over, it's these people that you know had these purposeful moments in your life. And so, yeah, man, but I think it's going to be I think it's going to be one heck of a speech. DP has heard a few. Me speaking a few times and
just a few times.
Just a few times.
Ray,
you know?
If you're looking to cut down some time on your speech,
yeah.
I'll allow you to shave the part that you have about me where you thank me and the impact I had on your career.
Okay.
You can shave that part down.
Yeah.
If you need to save a couple minutes.
If I take that out, that's about 12.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the bulk of the speech, I'm assuming. But
and if I can give you any advice on your speech, do not mention my name, because if you say Jerry Sandusky, everything just stops.
It's not a great name to have.
Hey,
days.
Here's a moment I wish I didn't have to take. We've got to take a commercial break. 52.
Amen.
Congratulations.
You,
an honor.
You,
well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the entire weekend.
Jerry, appreciate you.
Congratulations,
DP,
Ray.
So good to see you, baby.
Appreciate
Thank you, guys.
It.
Ray Lewis joining us here on the Ravens Game Day Network.